If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. I've talked a little bit about the problems with our modern university system, from the high cost of tuition to the quality of the education. But I feel like I haven't quite spent enough time on the decline of educational quality at these institutions. So buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Modern Educational Quality, or Lack Thereof. Let's get started. So, the first problem is that the quality of the education itself, no matter what you're majoring in, has gone down over the years. And this is not even just the case in universities. Schools have also, at the K-12 level, dumbed down the education. Now, granted, you don't have majors in schools, but you do have lessons on a lot of topics. Especially when it comes to reading, you've noticed this phenomenon. It used to be that reading the Iliad was a common occurrence in schools, and now it's not as much. I had to read it, but there have been kids who have gone through high school and have never had to read parts of it. And I think there's also some of this in math. I mean, there's this push now to do the equity math, which I think that's what they call it. And it's basically saying, okay, you can get all the problems wrong, but we'll give you a free pass because you're this, that, or the other race. And that's not good, because the point of education is for you to learn things. And if you're just given a pass because of any factor, race or whatever, and you don't actually learn the thing that you're supposed to learn or receive feedback when you get something wrong, well, that defeats the point of education. You've basically turned schools into little more than daycares and seat-warming factories, and also germ factories, because a lot of kids get sick at school, especially at the younger grades. So that's a problem even in grade school. They have dumbed down what they have kids read, and sometimes even in how they teach math. Sometimes history as well. I mean, nowadays, I don't know if it's true that kids are no longer learning about World War II. That seems a little out there, but I've heard that. And there are also kids who are going through school and not knowing that the Holocaust happened. And the reasoning behind some of this is not always to dumb it down. Sometimes they'll say, well, something's too hard for kids to hear, whatever. And okay, I get you don't want to talk about the Holocaust to kindergartners, but I feel like kids need to learn about some of these things, because if we don't learn history, we're more likely to repeat it. Although, granted, we should learn also about how Stalin treated his citizens, because you have a lot of people today who are professing positive views of communism, and a lot of times this is out of ignorance. They don't know how evil communism actually is. That's a topic for another episode, and I've already done episodes on that topic, but it is something to point out here. So there's that. But then going back to specifically to universities, you have a lot of people who are going to school and coming out more confused than they were when they went in, because they're being indoctrinated with a bunch of leftist talking points and DEI and all that. And that's bad enough. But what's even worse is when you have people who spend their entire college career majoring in something completely useless. They spend all this time and money majoring in something that's going to have absolutely no real-world application. And sometimes it's not even 4 years. You've seen those shirts out there that say, like, college, the best 7 years of my life. And sometimes college can justifiably take 7 years if you're getting your PhD. Now, granted, I think we give out way too many PhDs these days, but if you're doing that, and you're doing it in something useful, or if you're going to med school, or you're going to law school, and you count all that as college, great. If you're studying, like, engineering and architecture, both, that could probably maybe take 7 years. I mean, I don't know anybody who does that, but it'd be impressive and useful, because you need both engineering and architecture. Surprisingly, especially in cities. Anyway, excuse me, a lot of times, the people who go to school for 7 years, though, it's not that. Sometimes it's just that they go to school, they party, they don't really take it that seriously, or they switch their major about 6 times, and they have to keep, taking all these classes, and it's not really getting them anywhere because they can't decide what they want to do, which there's no problem with not knowing what you want to do, but then maybe don't go to college right away. That's a lesson I could have benefited from, because when I went to school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. What I'm getting at specifically is that we have a lot of people going to school for things like women and gender studies or critical this or that theory. Sometimes you have these make your own majors or whatever, and the major is some artsy, useless thing. It's, I don't have a problem if you want to be in the arts. I write poetry. I write fiction. I draw. Of all people, I color sometimes. Of all people, it'd be kind of hypocritical of me to be diametrically opposed to the arts. I had fun making things out of clay when I had the resources to do so in school and whatnot. But there's a difference between enjoying something and majoring in it. You can have a hobby and not turn it into a major that you devote years of your life and thousands of dollars to when college is supposed to prepare you for the work world. And give you knowledge that you will take with you in the working world and other spheres of life. And so when you have people going to school and majoring in things like women and gender studies that don't really give you any knowledge, they just give you a bunch of political garbage, or you have people majoring in like literature or whatever, that doesn't have much of a real world application, I have two names for those kind of degrees. I either call them throwaway degrees because you're wasting years, and thousands of dollars to get them. Or I call them participation certificates. I know that name needs a bit more explanation, but participation certificates, I call them that because generally when you get an A on something, it's because you get things correct, unless you're doing like equity math or whatever. You know, if you're given a math fact sheet, and it says like 2 plus 2, 3 plus 4, 6 plus 5, and you put like 4, 7, 11, et cetera, et cetera, you get most or all of them correct, you get an A. But in these kinds of fields where you're just learning a bunch of garbage or you're not really learning anything, which brings me to another point, people try to say that writing is not subjective. Give me a break. Writing is subjective. So anybody who grades writing and says it's not subjective, you have some soul searching to do. Sorry. Anyway, when you go to these kinds of fields and you get an A, it's not because you're getting a lot of stuff correct, because none of it is correct, especially when it comes to the like gender studies and CRT type stuff. None of that stuff is correct. It's all left-wing garbage. So when you get an A in women and gender studies, you're really just getting an A for participation. Because by saying what they want you to say, you are participating and you're doing so in the way they want you to. So really, when you get a degree in something like women and gender studies, you are getting a degree that is a certificate for participating in the way that they want you to. You have participated correctly, if that makes sense. So therefore, it is a participation certificate. It's basically a very expensive participation trophy that you had to spend years earning, if you put earning in air quotes. Because really, participation trophies are not earned, because showing up, sorry, just showing up is not, and going through the motions is not earning something. I'm sorry if that offends somebody, but that's the truth. I guess I should say I'm sorry, not sorry. I know Jesus tells us to be loving, and I really do try my level best. But I also know that the Bible says thou shalt not bear false witness, and so I'm not here to do that. So, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least considered it to be food for thought. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on the Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSCPod. And if you want to, you can send us an email at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats, all one word, @gmail.com. And feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And feel free to come back next time. We'd appreciate it. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.